Let's hear from some engaged young people now. Many of the young people in the protests around the country last year in communities faced with police violence, those young people had no living memory of Martin Luther King, but they do have their own dreams.
My dream is for there to be a little more understanding of each other's cultures. If I'm Black and I'm in a group of white people, for there not to be for me to think I'm the only Black person here. I just want to think that I'm in a group full of people. I want there to be less stigma between the races.
That's Bree Person. She's one of the radio rookies at WNYC Radio. She finds more candor about race in social media discussions, where she carries on passionate debates on politics and pop culture.
I'm on Facebook a lot, and there has been a lot of posts on what's happening between the races, and also with the new movie Annie that came out, there are a lot of comments on how they should have never put a Black child as Annie because it started off with a white child. And that kind of upsets me because I don't think the whole context of the movie was about whether the child was white or Black. It was about an orphan. And that kind of hurts me in a way.
Temiteo Fegbenli is another radio rookie and 18 years old. She graduated from high school last year and plans to pursue social justice in college. Dr. King was someone she learned about first in grade school.
Yeah, I think he would be happy that people are learning about him in elementary school. I think he would be a little bit disappointed with, I guess, the progress or maybe like the lack of progress we've made. Even with Eric Garner and Mike Brown and other young Black men who have been killed, it's sort of like the same sort of things repeating. I think he would just see parallels between what was happening in the 60s and what's happening today.
In the protests in Selma, African-Americans and liberal whites put their lives on the line. There seems to be more of a ritual associated with the protests today.
Yeah.
How do you think that could change if you wanted to change? Or do you think there is a way to confront authority in the way that Martin Luther King did, you know, without ending up in a much more violent situation?
I think it's impossible to really stage a peaceful revolution. The organization we have today is mostly due to the prevalence of social media. Like that didn't exist in the 60s. And so, like, I think it was much more sort of self-led in how people decided to act. With social media, people set out like clear rules on how they want people to behave, where they want people to meet up. So it's much more of like a group.
It's more like a square dance.
Yeah.
Everybody knows the rules, but
yeah.
When the music's over, everybody goes home.
Right.
What changes?
I think we're just more distracted. We can go home and then turn on an episode of Netflix or just write this long Facebook status and never revisit the issue again. I think in the 60s, it was less easy to be distracted.
Do you feel responsible to carry forward the King dream? Is that something that is meaningful to you? What will this generation do in its distracted situation to make change happen?
I do feel a responsibility. I think a lot of young people are interested or at least feel empowered enough to make an act and show up at these protests. And in all of these protests, even with the Occupy Wall Street movement, I saw an issue because all of these things happened, and then I think it's been 2 years since mm-hmm. Occupy Wall Street, and what difference do we see? So I think protesting can do a lot. It can bring attention to things, but it doesn't necessarily bring about change.
Do you have a dream?
I do have a dream. I have many dreams. Equality, I think it's much more of a class warfare thing. Nowadays, more so than a race thing. I don't know if it's positive. It's just like a shifting of issues.
Temiteo Fegbenli is an 18-year-old reporter with the WNYC Radio Rookies Project.